I'm Phil Nee with Southwestern Wisconsin Sports. The Richland Center girls basketball team lost a non-conference game at Highland on Tuesday night. In the game just before the holiday break, it saw the Cardinals go on a 10-0 run to start the second half on the way to a 42-28 win. Leading 20-13 at halftime, Highland turned up the defense in the second stanza and hit some key baskets. The Hornets struggled with turnovers as they fell to 2-7 on the season. The Cardinals are now 7-1. With the win. They were led in scoring by Adeline Esser with 14. Addison Bedward added 9. Celia Olson had 7. Caitlin Fritsch scored 5. Sophia Terrell totaled 4. Emily Loffenberg 3. Highland made 6 three-point baskets and went 4-for-9 from the line. Ellavie Weiss led the Hornets with 9. Addie Borg made 2 three-pointers and ended with 8. Taylor Wirtz scored 4. Kylie Burns made a three-pointer. Ella Clements and Riley Teschner both had 2 points. Richland Center was 5-for-10 from the line. There was no JV game on Tuesday night at Highland. Both teams will take some time off now for the holidays. Following the 42-28 win, Highland will prepare to face Darlington on January 3rd. The Hornets will play Tuesday, December 30th, at home for their own invitational. They will play Royal that day at 10. Kickapoo and Wesby will also be attending, with each team scheduled to play 2 games coming up next week. In other girls' basketball games from last night, it was just a light dusting of action. A win for Cashton over Lafarge, 59-26. Belleville, 58-47 over Dodgeville. Broadhead, 79-48 over Clinton. Muskego beat Mount Horeb, 63-35. Toma, 57-54 over GET. From boys basketball, Cochran Fountain City 73-70 over Seneca, Wesby 73, Bangor 49, Lafarge 66, Cashton 53. Aquinas got the win against Baraboo 55-49. Also in local and area sports, Church League volleyball this week. Monday night, Hidden Valley Community swept Church of the Nazarene 1, 2-0. Avoca Bible Church 1, Blank Church of the Nazarene 2, 2-0. Santa Maria down Richland Baptist Temple 4, 2-0. And the score of the Lighthouse Chapel 5 Points Lutheran match was not yet reported. Beulah Wesleyan shut out Richland Baptist Temple 3, 2-0 on Tuesday night. St. Mary's Top Free Methodist 1, 2-0. Boscobel Assembly of God accepted a forfeit from Free Methodist Team 2. Richland Baptist Temple 2 swept Bethel Lutheran 2-0. And Grace Community down Richland Baptist Temple 5, 2-1. Richland Baptist Temple 5 and Avoca Bible Church 2 had league byes. There are no games scheduled for next week, December 29th and 30th. The schedule resumes on January 5th and 6th. Bowling scores from the Powder Puff League. Last night's results for the team high series: Goplin Insurance 18-24, Chet's Feed Seed and Such 17-67, and Walmart a 17-19. Goplin Insurance had the top game, a 6-80. Chet's Feed Seed and Such a 6-31. Chet's Feed Seed and Such a 6-12. Top individual series: Katie Davison, 5-16. Charlene Sailing, 5-14. Christine Haiti, a 4-89. Katie Davison had a 2-12 high game. Charlene Sailing with a 200. And Christine Haiti, a 178. Cheryl McNerlin picked up a 3-10 split in the Powder Puff Bowling League action last night. Well, the Bucks found a much-needed victory on a trip to Indiana last night, 111-94. That was the Pacers' sixth straight defeat. Kevin Porter Jr. led the scoring with 24 points, and Ryan Rollins added 23. Milwaukee shot 51% as they were winning for the first time in 3 games. Coach Doc Rivers' squad is back in action Friday night at Memphis. The coach says the team has been progressing and finally put it all together, which will make a difference last night.
playing. You know, we made shots, thought we defended overall. So at the end of the day, you know, this league, people come back every night. The three-point line and the way people are scoring, there's no lead that is safe in this league. It just isn't. And that's a good lesson for us. I thought we stopped playing the right way for stretches, and in those stretches, I thought Indiana made some hay.
And Doc Rivers says defense was the key.
I thought we played all night, played hard, played physical. I thought our switching was good. We trapped McConnell a couple times, which I thought was great for us. So I thought we were locked in, but we got to get to that point where it's 48 minutes. You know, that's the next step.
Elsewhere in the NBA, Charlotte got the win against Washington, 126-109. Brooklyn, 114. Philadelphia, 106. Cleveland, 141. New Orleans, 118. Toronto, 112. Miami, 91. Chicago over Atlanta, 126-123. Dallas got the victory against Denver, 131-130. Minnesota, 115. New York, 104. San Antonio, 130. Oklahoma City, 110. Phoenix, 132, the Lakers 108, Memphis 137, Utah 128, Orlando 110, Portland 106, Detroit 136, Sacramento 127, and the LA Clippers got the victory against Houston 128-108. Wisconsin basketball coach Greg Gard tells reporters he expects high-scoring guard John Blackwell to, quote, be fine. Blackwell missed the 88-61 victory over Central Michigan with an injury. Gard is optimistic that forward Nick Winter will be okay, too. He twisted an ankle in Monday night's game at the Kohl Center and did not return. The Badgers had a big lead at the time. Bucky'sFifthQuarter.com reports that Blackwell's injury gave the coaches a chance to get a better look at guard Hayden Jones, who has been impressive so far in team practices. Travis Kelce has played 96 regular season home games for the Chiefs. The next one could be his last. The 36-year-old, chosen for the Pro Bowl for the 11th time, will be at Arrowhead Stadium Thursday for a game against the Broncos. With the Chiefs out of the playoff picture, it could be his final appearance there. Packers starting quarterback Jordan Love returned to practice Tuesday, although on a limited basis. NFL.com reports that Love is still in the NFL's concussion protocol. Malik Willis, who took Love's place in the 22-16 loss at Chicago, was also limited, but he says he expects to be ready to go as a starter or reserve Saturday. Head coach Matt LaFleur says the team is continuing to monitor the knee injury that veteran running back Josh Jacobs is dealing with. A pitcher picked up by the Brewers with a waiver claim is set to be performing well in winter baseball. Left-handed reliever Sammy Peralta was with the Los Angeles Angels last season. Playing in the Dominican Winter League, Peralta has allowed just one run in seven innings over six game appearances. The team is high enough on him to put him on the 40-man roster. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.